Charleston, South Carolina underwent the longest siege in the Civil War. Beginning in 1863 and continuing for 587 days, a Union Army and Navy sought to shut down the Confederacy's principal seaport. One of the high moments in that long besiegement came in July 1863. It involved something novel in American military annals, namely the use of black soldiers in combat. The first all-black regiment from the North to go to war was the 54th Massachusetts Infantry. It was a showcase unit, each man carefully handpicked by abolitionist leaders such as Frederick Douglass. The colonel of the 54th Massachusetts was young Robert Gould Shaw, a member of a prominent Boston family. The 54th Mass had existed for 2 months when it was ordered to South Carolina to be part of an attack on Charleston. Union strategy called for a landing on Morris Island, which was on the southern lip of the entrance to the harbor. Control of the island would neutralize Fort Sumter and give the Union a good position for bombarding Charleston itself. Federals quickly occupied three-fourths of Morris Island. Standing in their path at the northern end of the strip of land was a Confederate bastion. It was called Fort Wagner. High walls of sand and wood stretched across the island. A deep moat protected the parapet. And in front of the fort, the island narrowed so that any assaulting column would have to pull in its flanks and form a compact mass that would, of course, make an ideal target. The Confederate garrison consisted of 1,300 veteran soldiers and 15 cannon. To reach the Wagner area, Shaw marched his black soldiers through tangled marshlands for 2 days in pouring rain and without food. The colonel begged his brigade commander to give the new regiment a chance to prove itself in battle. Shaw and his men were assigned to lead the attack on Fort Wagner by some 6,000 Federals. Throughout the morning and afternoon of July 18, Union ships bombarded Fort Wagner. Near 5 p.m., the 54th Mass and other Union regiments surged forward across an open beach. Southerners, unharmed by the naval fire, opened on the blue-clad infantry with concentrated musketry and artillery. Colonel Shaw fell early, killed by a bullet through the heart. Many of his blacks made it to the moat, crossed over, and scrambled up the sandy slope of the main parapet. For an hour, with darkness descending, vicious hand-to-hand combat occurred. Then the beaten Federals gave way, survivors drifting back to their starting point. Confederate casualties in the lopsided fight were only 174 men. Of 6,000 Billy Yanks in the attack, 1,500 were killed or wounded. The 54th Massachusetts led all Federal units in number of casualties. It lost 100 killed, 145 wounded, and more than 100 captured. The total represented half of the regiment's strength. Confederates buried Colonel Shaw with his black troops, either out of respect or out of contempt. A northern effort began to secure Shaw's body and return it to Boston for a full military burial. Shaw's father vetoed the idea by saying, "We hold that a soldier's most appropriate burial place is on the field where he has fallen." Fort Wagner brought a widespread change in northern perceptions of black soldiers. A New York newspaper asserted that Fort Wagner would become such a name to the colored race as Bunker Hill has been for 90 years to the Yankees. The Atlantic Monthly added, "Through the cannon smoke of that dark night, the manhood of the colored race shines before many eyes that heretofore would not see."